Whether you are new to the living healthy lifestyle or a healthy living veteran, this is the place for the honest answers to your questions. Naturally Savvy with registered holistic nutritionist Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis on RadioMD.com.
My favorite class in high school was health class, no big surprise. And I remember seeing a film, Andrea, where they showed us how much sugar was in a soda, and actually seeing them measure out the teaspoons and pour it in the glass was so disgusting. And I was already heading towards a healthier lifestyle, and that really helped help me get there. So I think it should be everyone's New Year's resolution to lose the soft drinks, and so does Dr. Ginger.
Absolutely. Let's start thinking about that now. Let's not wait till the first. Let's get our plan of action in place. How's that?
Sounds good. What are some tips to help us do that?
Well, the first thing is, you know, I've discovered from teaching for so many years that it's really education that gets people to stop. Everyone knows soft drinks are bad, but when they really get down to the nitty-gritty and they understand exactly why, then they're a little bit more motivated to make those changes. So let's talk about some of the reasons as to why soft drinks are so bad for us. The first thing is they're very acidic, and we've talked about in the past, and many people know that when you have an acidic body, that is a feeding frenzy for disease, and usually it's kind of your weakest link disease. And so cancer thrives in an acidic body, heart disease, diabetes, all of these common diseases that we have. So that's the first thing. It's one of the worst ways to get your body acidic is to drink soda on a consistent basis. The second thing is probably, aside from the chemicals, the sugar that is found in the soda and the high fructose corn syrup, and it's genetically modified, and just sugar alone. There's 10 teaspoons in one can of soda. That's 39 grams. That's a lot of sugar in one helping, and it spikes the blood sugar. It makes the insulin be released, and then your body starts storing fat. So weight gain, increase in diabetes, heart disease, high blood pressure. Aging. If none of these diseases matter to you, how about aging? Do you want bad skin? Do you want to age quicker? Drink soda all the time. And obviously cancer and stroke as well. So it's the sugar that's a real problem for a lot of people.
I mean, absolutely. I mean, this soda, we talk a lot about it in our book, and Unjunk Your Junk Food, and we compared a lot of sodas, like diet sodas and even regular sodas. And Dr. Ginger, you hit the nail on the head when you talk about high fructose corn syrup. That is on our scary seven list. And for all the reasons you mentioned, you know, increased belly fat, insulin resistance, heart disease, I mean, these are some serious issues that people are experiencing, and a major source of the high fructose corn syrup, I mean, it's in thousands of products, but one of the major sources is the soda. So I think what we need to do is look for those alternatives that, you know, people can opt for. Let's be realistic. People will still crave something bubbly once in a while. So what are some good alternatives that they can, I mean, I know I have a few of my own, but I'd love to hear what you suggest in terms of alternatives that if someone is craving a soda.
Okay, well, when I go out to a restaurant, I just ask for water with lemon, and you know, that's what I do. But I know a lot of people want a little bit more than water. So what you can do, and even at home you can do this, you can brew up some organic teas, different flavored organic teas, and then chill them. And so, you know, it's flavored water, but it's not, you know, chemicals and sugar and aspartame and all of that. It's as clean as you can get with having flavored water. Or you can just squeeze some grapefruit or lime or lemon into your water. You know, and we just have to avoid the man-made sodas because those have the sugar, the acid, the caffeine. You know, they dehydrate you, whereas water is going to hydrate you. You have that sugar crash usually afterwards. And it's a huge source of calories. You know, I'm not a big calorie person because when you eat raw food, you don't really have to worry about that. But, you know, when you're eating cooked food and processed food, you have to kind of think about calories because everything is like dead calories and dead nutrition, not to mention all the chemicals like the phosphoric acid that softens your teeth and bones and leads to osteoporosis and tooth decay, the artificial food colors, the sulfites, we mentioned the high fructose corn syrup, artificial sweeteners. Even if you're not having a regular soda, you know, diet sodas, you're having aspartame poisoning whether you realize it or not. Yeah.
And so many people will ask me, they'll say, oh, well, Andrea, if I want a soda, should I have a regular or should I have a diet? Which one is better? And my answer is always neither, because the aspartame and the ACE-K, I mean, those are pretty bad. So, or the sucralose, those are pretty bad. So, you know, you're right, Dr. Ginger. I mean, and artificial sweeteners pose a host of different problems, you know, on their own, from headaches, anxiety. I even interviewed a woman who went temporarily blind from drinking too much diet soda.
Oh, yeah. And seizures, you know, people go into the emergency room having unexplained seizures, and no one can figure out why, and because no one's looking at the diet. They're not using that as part of their medical history, looking at the diet to see, you know, if they drink a lot of diet sodas, or even, honestly, I mean, aspartame's in so many things, you know, diet little TV dinners, all sorts of things. And they're not asking the right questions to find out the reason why. But yeah, it's a neurotoxin, so it's toxic to your nervous system, and so everyone kind of reacts differently. It could just be tingling in your arms and legs. It could be headaches. It could be, you know, eye vision problems, or it could be something as severe as seizures. And then don't forget
your ginger.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, you know, one of the things. Well, first of all, I'd love to know what we shouldn't forget, and then I'll ask my question.
Well, there's two other things that are in soda. Sodium benzoate, which is a preservative that has been shown to create DNA damage. So there's, you know, chemicals and preservatives that are in it. And then it's made with tap water, but it's not clean tap water. So, you know, a lot of times there's benzene, which is a carcinogen found in tap water as well. And so, you know, just from the start, from the first ingredient, which is water, you know, it's not a good chemical to have in your body. It's not a good thing. Let's just get rid of soda altogether. Just don't even, you know what I did for this segment? Yesterday I had a soda because I wanted to see how I reacted. Within 30 minutes I had a headache. I was bouncing off the walls in a jittery way, not in a green juice kind of bounce off the walls way. It was terrible. It was terrible. And I haven't had soda in a long, long time. And I had one because I wanted to talk about it today on the show and let you know what it did to me, because I'm pretty clean. And it was horrible.
Oh, sure.
Within 30 minutes I had a headache. So I'm doing a major detox the next couple of days.
I bet. Okay, so I'm guessing you're probably not a fan then of like a stevia sweetened soda, because what I've discovered is that maybe every once in a while I like to have a stevia sweetened soda, but I guess the phosphorus and other things are still an issue.
Yeah. Lisa, we interviewed Ed Begley Jr., who is working with Nature's Flavors. They came out with Begley's and Bills, and Dr. Ginger, this was actually really interesting. They came out with a soda called Begley's and Bills that's sweetened with a blend of erythritol and stevia, and the erythritol is an antioxidant. So they claim, or not claim, but they say that, you know, it's a healthier option because it doesn't, and it tastes great, by the way. I love their cream soda, but they say claim it's a healthier option when you are craving that soda.
Well, yeah, you know, worst, better, best. It's certainly a better option than the traditional sodas that you have out there. I don't know what else is in them, as far as the other chemicals, but you know, cutting the sugar and using stevia. Yeah, cutting the sugar and using stevia, obviously that's better, but you still have to look at all the other ingredients. And you know, getting back to, you know, with Jack Elaine, he's not with us anymore, but he lived to, what, 98 years old? If man made it, don't eat it. That's just kind of my philosophy.
Well, you know, one of the things that we're forgetting, too, in soda is the caramel color. The caramel color was, yeah, they came out, that caramel color number 2 and number 4 are cancer-causing. So the government in the U.S. basically told companies like Pepsi and Coke that they need to reformulate over time, and if they didn't, they'd have to put a cancer warning on their soda. So even caramel color, which is what basically that's the color that gives soda its brown hue, and it's really all it is used for color. There is no other use for the actual ingredients. So I mean, there's no reason for it. I mean, if you looked at a natural root beer versus a root beer that you'd buy, let's say an A&W root beer, it would be brown, right? The A&W root beer, but the natural one would be clear. Why? Because they're not using ingredients like the caramel color. So it's just so interesting. And you're so right, Dr. Ginger. Why intake the chemicals when we don't need them? But there are better options. And that's really what Naturally Savvy is about. It's about providing those better options. But like you said, I mean, of course, opt for water with lemon. Another really good thing to put into a drink with water is chlorophyll, which we can do a whole other show. And we've done chlorella, Lisa, our cholera.
Cholera.
You know, we could talk about chlorella, too. But anyways, Dr. Ginger, as always, thank you so much for being on our show.
Thank you all.
Please follow Dr. Ginger on Twitter at TheDrGinger. And I'm Andrew Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening and stay well.